Hairy cell leukemia is a rare form of chronic blood cancer, accounting for 2% of all leukemias. The disease is most common in men over the age of 50. A timely diagnosis and correct treatment can lead to many years of remission. What is hairy cell leukemia and its symptoms? Hairy cell leukemia, HCL, is a malignant blood cancer. The bone marrow and spleen get damaged as a result of the abnormal formation of B lymphocytes, which are a type of white blood cells. The course of the disease is slow, but it responds well to conservative treatment. Hairy cell leukemia is a chronic disease. This means that it cannot be cured completely. However, modern medicine can achieve long-term remission without affecting the quality and length of life. In hairy cell leukemia, the bone marrow produces too many immature lymphocytes. Their main function in the body is to fight infections, but the disease impairs this. Affected lymphocytes look hairy under a microscope, which gives the illness its name. As it progresses, the production of white and red blood cells as well as platelets slows down, affecting the whole body. In some cases, the disease may be asymptomatic. It is sometimes discovered by chance during checkups or when diagnosed in relation to other diseases. Most often, patients with hairy cell leukemia have the following symptoms: fatigue and weakness, anemia, feeling full after small meals, frequent infections and colds, sudden nosebleeds, gum sensitivity, easy bruising, sudden loss of weight. Usually, at the time of diagnosis, the lesion reaches the bone marrow, spleen, liver and sometimes retroperitoneal lymph nodes. Being diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia increases the risk of developing second cancer, particularly bowel cancer, lung cancer or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and autoimmune diseases. The exact causes of hairy cell leukemia are not fully understood. It is thought that certain industrial toxins and radioactive radiation may increase the risk of developing the disease. Doctors have found connections to the mutations in the BRAF gene, but it is not yet clear what role they play in the development of the disease. In addition to classical hairy cell leukemia, there are two other less common subtypes, the HLC variant and the Japanese variant. The former is more difficult to treat, while the latter is easier. Diagnosis of hairy cell leukemia. When diagnosing hairy cell leukemia, the following tests are usually carried out. Physical examination. One of the most common symptoms of hairy cell leukemia that doctors can recognize is an enlarged spleen. It is observed in 80 to 90% of patients, but may not be present in the early stages of the disease. A computerized tomography, CT, scan of the abdominal organs may be prescribed for a more thorough examination. It may also detect enlarged retroperitoneal lymph nodes. Blood test. In the presence of hairy cell leukemia, blood tests show reduced levels of all kinds of blood cells, red, white and thrombocytes. In some cases, however, the level of lymphocytes, white blood cells, may be normal or elevated. One of the main indicators of the disease is the presence of hairy cells in a peripheral blood smear. Immunophenotyping. A method of diagnosing leukemia based on the analysis of antibodies to specific markers of cancer cells. Bone marrow biopsy. A bone marrow biopsy is the main way to confirm the diagnosis of hairy cell leukemia and to rule out other diseases that can present in a similar way, such as marginal lymphoma of the spleen or B-cell prolymphocytic leukemia. A bone marrow sample is taken from the thigh bone with a needle and tested for the presence of hairy lymphocytes. Examination of IL-2R levels in the blood. This test is rarely used, however, it can be useful for monitoring the progress of the disease and the effectiveness of treatment. Treatment of hairy cell leukemia. Compared with other blood cancers, hairy cell leukemia responds well to conservative treatment. In most cases, given the risks of the procedure, a bone marrow transplant is not necessary. The main treatments for hairy cell leukemia include chemotherapy, targeted therapy, drug therapy and maintenance therapy. In rare cases, the patient may need spleen removal, Chemotherapy. The first-line treatment for hairy cell leukemia is chemotherapy. Many patients see a positive effect from taking only one drug, while combination chemotherapy may be prescribed for relapses. In 85% of patients, treatment achieves long remission, although the risk of relapse remains. Over time, drug resistance may develop. In this case, doctors prescribe a different protocol or a targeted therapy. The drugs need to be taken subcutaneously or intravenously for 2 to 6 months. Some patients may be fitted with a catheter, which will gradually push the medication into the bloodstream. The most common side effects of chemotherapy for hairy cell leukemia include tiredness, fever, and an increased risk of infection. Targeted therapy. Targeted therapy in the treatment of hairy cell leukemia is used when chemotherapy is contraindicated due to poor drug tolerance or to treat relapses. Monoclonal antibodies are used to treat this disease, capable of recognizing cancer cells in the body. In the treatment of relapsed hairy cell leukemia, this protocol is effective in 80% of cases. In addition to these, the FDA has approved certain kinase inhibitors and BTK blockers. Medication therapy. Some patients with hairy cell leukemia may be prescribed interferon. In about 65% of patients, the drug helps to stabilize the disease or induce a partial response. A course of treatment lasts about a year. Supportive therapy. People with low red blood cell or platelet counts may need a blood transfusion. It is always irradiated to remove white blood cells and thus reduce the risk of graft versus host syndrome. Patients may also receive hormones that stimulate the production of blood cells. These methods can make the patient feel much better, but they do not cure disease itself. Surgery. Surgical removal of the spleen is carried out if it is severely enlarged and causes severe pain or discomfort to the patient. Emergency surgery is also carried out if the organ has ruptured. Most patients do not need surgical treatment. Patients in remission with hairy cell leukemia need regular checkups after the end of treatment. They usually have an annual checkup with their doctor and undergo blood tests twice a year. Regular checkups ensure that any changes in health status, including relapse, are detected in a timely manner. In between regular visits, patients should monitor their health carefully and report any viral or bacterial infections to their doctor. The prognosis for hairy cell leukemia. 85 to 95% of patients respond well to standard treatment for hairy cell leukemia. Despite this, 40% of cases relapse within 2 to 10 years. The speed of recovery during treatment for hairy cell leukemia depends on several factors. Age and health of the patient. The presence of any comorbidities. At what stage has the leukemia been diagnosed? The aggressiveness of the disease. The body's response to chemotherapy. With a good prognosis, patients can expect to live long and fulfilling life. People who manage to avoid a relapse in the first 2 to 5 years after diagnosis can expect to live as long as a normal person. History of a patient with hairy cell leukemia. Sarah Jane Hayes, a UK resident, was diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia at the age of 45. She initially went to doctors complaining of frequent infections and fatigue. Initial diagnosis revealed low blood counts and elevated D-dimer levels, as well as ferritin, calcium and vitamin D deficiencies. I was diagnosed with hairy cell leukemia a long time ago. I spent about a year talking to different doctors until I finally had a bone marrow biopsy. When I heard my diagnosis, at first I was relieved that I finally knew exactly what was wrong with me. But after that, I had a panic attack. Luckily, I found an excellent hematologist, and my family has been invaluable in supporting me. I was able to leave my job and devote all my time and effort to treatment. First, I underwent 8 months of chemotherapy. I did relatively well, apart from constant fatigue and lethargy. I was not particularly affected by the side effects. I managed to achieve a partial remission. Unfortunately, it didn't last long. Within a few months, I was back in the hospital, this time in a more serious condition. I was prescribed medication again, this time, a 3-month course of combined chemotherapy. It was a difficult ordeal, but fortunately, I managed to achieve complete remission. I hope to get back to work eventually and have already started making plans for the future. Without the constant support of my family and friends, I would never have made it this far. Where to go for treatment for hairy cell leukemia? Lifankara Clinic, Medistate Hospital, Navra University Hospital, University Hospital of Cologne, Eokilof Medical Center, Suncheon Haiyang Hospital. To make an appointment for hairy cell leukemia treatment abroad, click on the button below and fill in the form. Our coordinators will call you back within 30 minutes. They will provide all the necessary information and help with travel arrangements.